enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good and his love endures forever. Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast of the Cape Elizabeth Church of the Nazarene. We welcome you to join us in a study of God's Word today.
So I want to take just a minute to read that passage that Fred read for us again as we begin. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise but as wise, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your hearts to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so the NRSV, the version I tend to use, at least I want to say it's the NRSV that it says this, that last verse, it also says, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything at all times in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So both at all times and for everything. Kind of a big last line that one is. But I want to start off by reminding us, I said this last week as well, that Ephesians is kind of divided into two parts. Basically chapters 1 through 3 and then 4 through 6, with the first part being all about the glory of God. This is what has been done in Christ for the glory of God. That this is why we come and we worship God and we give praise to God, because God in Christ has reconciled the cosmos. God has reconciled in Christ both God and humanity again, and he has bridged that gap. And then the second half is, okay, we have talked about the glory of God. Now we talk about how we give glory to God. It goes from God in God's glory to us participating in that by acting out and living out things so that we can give glory to God in Christ. And this section does that. It tells us a few things, again, of how do we live, how do we go about our lives, that we are to be very careful how we live, that we are not to be unwise, but that we are to be wise, that we're to make the most of every opportunity, that we do not be foolish, but instead that we seek to understand the will of God, that we don't get drunk, that we do not live immoral lives, that we are filled with the Holy Spirit, and that when we talk to one another, we lift each other up as we sing songs of praise and give glory to God. And so those first four verses, 15 through 19, they seem pretty obvious. You know, I think that we can read them and we can understand okay. There's a lot to preach on there, but I'd basically just be repeating Paul a bunch of times. But it's that verse 20 that, as I've read through Ephesians multiple times now, that's the one that keeps jumping out. Always giving thanks to God the Father for everything at all times in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. All right, that one's a little bit more difficult, I think. That one takes a little bit of like, okay, everything else I think we can kind of do. Let's be careful how we live. You know, let's do this, let's do this, let's not do this, let's not do that. Giving thanks at all times for everything. Really? Everything at all times. What? No. But this has been an important thing for the church, and even early on, numerous church fathers have said lines such as, no duty is more urgent than that of returning thanks. So it's pretty important, at least according to St. Ambrose and numerous others that have said, there is almost nothing more important than we can do than to give thanks to God. Because if we give thanks to God, everything else kind of flows out of it. If you are thankful for the life that you have given to you by God, you're probably not going to live an immoral life. Rather, you will live the life that God has given you. And so as I was thinking about this, I kept thinking, like, really? Like, there are some things that just don't seem that great to give thanks for, or that's hard for. So my friends Tyler and Sojourney, they're up at my house this week, this previous week and this upcoming week on vacation, and they have a year and a half year old son. He's an adorable kid, love him to death, you know. It's so cute when he comes up and he's like, Uncle Brent, and I'm like, oh my. But, so there's some things that come with having a year and a half year old in your house for a week. Such as when you walk back through the door after work, and you're just like, oh, there's been a baby with diapers in the house. Oh, that just, oh, hits you like a brick wall. And so as I was thinking about this week, I'm like, really, God? Am I supposed to give thanks for Henry's stinky diapers? Because that'll take an act of God to give thanks for those things. Because Henry, although he's a year and a half, he's really a little man. He's a big kid, and those diapers are not pleasant. And so, to which Tyler was like, "Yeah, no, we probably need to do something with these quick. Because again, you just walk in and you get hit with it." But as I think about it, it's like, do I give thanks for the fact that my house stinks a little bit because this little kid is a monster? No. But I'm called to give thanks in all things and to find those areas in which you can give thanks for. And so although I don't give thanks necessarily for these stinky diapers, I give thanks that I get to see one of my best friends and his wife and my nephew. That I'm able to spend time with them and be with them. Andrew Core, one of my best friend, his grandpa died this past week. Was expected, but it was still pretty rough. And you know, there's a lot to be sad about in that. Andrew loved his grandpa, was a great mentor, was a great guy. And so we give thanks for his life, and we give thanks for the investment he made in Andrew. And we also gave thanks that this is the first time in 4 years that Andrew, Tyler, and myself have been in the same room at the same time. And we were best friends in college. And we've all hung out separately, but we've not all been together in 4 years. And so we were finding the place in which to give thanks. You know, I think Annie would agree with me on this, that for the last year now, we've done a long-distance relationship, and long-distance relationships are not fun. They're difficult. It was not the easiest thing. I think we're both in agreement that if somebody came up to us and said, hey, do you want to do this again for another year? We'd be like, no, we do not. We'd like to be with each other, please. But this past year has taught us a lot, and we're thankful that we've learned how to communicate with one another, how to pick up on those verbal cues that we might not have otherwise picked up on as quickly, learning just how each other communicates with each other so that we can really get to know each other well. And so again, there's things that they're not always the best situation, and you might think, how do I give thanks in that? But it's finding those areas in which you can give thanks from which these things spring from. Because again, it'd be really easy to look at some of the negative side of things like, oh, my house stinks and I need to light another candle after he goes to bed to get rid of that smell. Or it can be, this is a healthy kid and he's doing well and I'm so glad that I'm able to play with him. But then we ask the questions about, what about the really big things? Because I would say long distance relationship, that's a big thing, but it's manageable for the most part. And Henry's diapers, they're not great, but I mean, you can deal with a baby's diaper. It is what it is. But what about those really big things, those things that are hard and that they really hit? Am I really supposed to give thanks to God when I'm sick? Am I really supposed to give thanks to God when there's cancer involved? Am I really supposed to give thanks to God when a loved one is going through trying times? Am I really supposed to give thanks to God when a family member passes? The answer is easy, but it's in no way simple. The answer is yes. When a loved one is struggling, we give thanks to God, not necessarily for the struggle, but for the ways in which God is using that struggle. So I'll be honest with you guys. I dislike the phrase, everything happens for a reason, because I just don't agree with it for the most part. I mean, in some ways I do agree with it. Everything happens for a reason, such as, you know, I've told this story numerous times, and it's a story that I love to tell because it shows that I'm not always as smart as I'd like to think I am. But when I was in high school and I went to grab something and my mom said, don't touch that, that's hot, and it was a convection oven, and I was like, I'm sure it's not that hot. And I had a burn on my finger for a middle year. That burn happened for a reason, and the reason was that I was a moron who decided to touch a hot oven. You know, everything happens for a reason, but that reason is not always because God ordained it to happen. Sometimes things happen because we do stuff, that we play a part in it. And so this phrase, everything happens for a reason, especially when things are heavy and when things are difficult, I don't think that means that it's a God-ordained thing, but rather because of sin and because of the fall, things are not the way they're supposed to be, that our bodies don't always work the way they're supposed to because we're not in the New Jerusalem yet. That because we came out of paradise and sin entered into the world, sin plays a part on how we are in the things of this world, so that sometimes things fall apart. And so not everything happens because God made it happen, but rather due because of the nature of this world. And because the world isn't exactly how God meant for it to be, and that God is redeeming it back into what it's supposed to be. Which is why, although I don't think everything happens for a reason, God can and is working through everything, and we can find reasons to give thanks in everything. Going back to the idea of cancer or sickness or disease, all these different things, I think if we're being honest, we can all say that cancer is terrible. Diseases are terrible. There's really no redeeming thing about them. You know, they're difficult, they're hard, they're not how they're supposed to be. But I think we can still give thanks, even during those situations, because we see families being made stronger during those times. And that's something to give thanks for. We see people relying more fully on God during that time, and we can be thankful for that. We can see how God is bringing people into our lives to help us and lift us up, and we can see how the church is gathering around us as a family during these times. And I think that's something we can give thanks for. We often see what really matters during these times, and that's something to give thanks for. And so while I'm not saying that cancer or sickness or disease or death or any of that stuff is a good thing or a wanted thing, because they're not, they are avenues that God can even redeem those things. That if we truly believe that God is a God of redemption, God can even redeem the situations of cancer. That God can take some of those ugly things and still bring glory to his name through them. It'd be really easy if there was none of that stuff. But unfortunately, because of the world we live in, until heaven and earth become one, these things are here. But we have a good God who suffers with us and who walks alongside us in our suffering and who gives us reasons to be thankful. And so even though I don't think these things necessarily come from God, I think God is still able to use everything. That God is able to use everything for his glory and to use it as a gift for us. You know? I tell people all the time when they ask me about my past when I was younger and when I struggled with depression so badly and when I had tried to, you know, to put an end to things, they're like, did God put you through that? And I say, no, I don't think God did. I think it was the new medicine that I started taking that messed with a bunch of the chemicals in my brain, and that just because of, you know, hormones and adolescence and the new medicine and everything else, everything just got conjumbled and I didn't know how to deal with it. But I fully think that God used that and God redeemed that time and that God has now given that to me as a gift. That I've been able to work with that with teenagers and in the psych hospital before and to work with people that are struggling with different things. And so there's a way that God can redeem everything. And I think that's why we're called to be thankful at all times and all situations. Because God is able to redeem literally the worst of the worst things that this world has to offer. And so there's a way that I think that we can foster this identity of thankfulness. Because I really think that as Christians, one of our core identities should be that of being a thankful people. That we should be thankful and gracious. One of the things that really makes me sad is, do you know who the worst tippers are? After church Christians. I've known so many people that have worked in restaurants that say we hate the after church crowd because Christians are terrible tippers. If anybody should be great tippers and great at giving thanks, it should be Christians, because we know that we have been given so much and that we have so much to be thankful for. So what's a way to foster thankfulness? There's a guy named Solanus Casey who lived back in the early 1900s up to like the 1950s, around that time. And there's a quote that he said that I just love, and it's really easy to remember. Thank God ahead of time. Give God thanks for tomorrow today. The more you give thanks, the more you will be thankful. If we go into every situation saying, God, I'm thankful for what's about to happen, then whatever happens, we can deal with and we can be thankful a bit. Because really, again, I think that's the core of who we are, is to be thankful. And part of being thankful means we give glory to God. That's part of how we give glory to God, is by giving thanks. You know, because often I think we have this idea that we somehow have to do something large or grand or do something big. Teresa of Lisieux says, Jesus does not demand great action from us, but simply surrender and gratitude. If we can simply say, yes, God, I'll go where you say and I'll do what you say and I'll do it with a thankful heart, that changes the world. I think of Mother Teresa. Man, you want to talk about a lady that, according to worldly standards, should not have made a difference in this world? That small, tiny woman with the crooked feet simply said yes to God and gave thanks in everything. And I don't know if there's a person in this world who doesn't know her name. She's had that much of an impact because she was thankful for what God was doing. And so this week, I'd invite you to take time to be thankful. To look at those situations that may not be ideal. And to look to God and find a place to be thankful for it. What are those ways that God is working in and through those situations that you can give thanks to God for? Because I really think there's always a reason to give thanks. Sometimes we might have to dig deep, we might have to look hard. But if there's anybody, it should be Christians, who should be the first to give thanks in any and all situations, finding the place in which Christ is at work. Because that's part of our job, is to be a people of hope, which means we find Christ in and through all the situations of lives. And so always give thanks to God the Father for everything at all times in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Would you join me in prayer this morning? Gracious God, it is not always easy to be thankful for some of the things in life. I think if we're honest, there's situations that happen in our life that we wish wouldn't happen, or that we struggle to deal with, that are difficult. Would you help us to find the ways in which we can give thanks to you for it? Whether it's through this situation we're becoming closer to our family and our friends, or through this situation we are learning to fully rely on you, or through this situation we are seeing your presence in all new ways. Lord, would you help us to be a thankful people? Lord, would you help us to be a people that see not the negatives that can be there, but rather the positives and the way that you are working in and through all things for the glory of God? Lord, instead of being a people that come home and they smell the stinky diaper, would you help us to be a people that come home and see our nephew running up to jump and hug us? Would you help us to give thanks to you in all things, at all times, knowing, God, that you are a good God and that you are working all things together for your good? Lord, that you are a God who is a God of redemption, that during the chaos of our life, that you are making all things new, that you are a God who calms the chaos, that you are a God who redeems. You're a God that can take the worst of things and use them for your glory. And God, we thank you for this. God, we thank you for all that you are doing. We thank you for being a God that truly is Emmanuel, God with us. That during the good times and during the times when it's easy to give thanks, that you're with us. And that during the difficult times, when things are a little bit harder to give thanks for, that you're just as close with us then as well. And so, Lord, we give you thanks for all things, at all times, knowing that you are putting all things together for your good and for our good, and that you love us. And if nothing else, God, if it is too difficult for us to see the good in all situations, at least let us give thanks at all times for that. Let us give thanks for the fact that you love us, that you care so deeply for us, that you gave us yourself, and that you defeated death, that you defeated sin, because you love us that much. Lord, thank you. We pray these things in your name. Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. Thank you for listening to this week's sermon. More sermons are available online at our website, capenazarene.org. Our website also includes instructions for subscribing to our podcast so you can have a message delivered to you weekly. May God bless you abundantly as you serve Him today.